Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have, well, a lot of options, and I greatly appreciate you taking the time out to be with me here on Chosen Generation Radio. I want to encourage you that you can get more at chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Please be sure to support our sponsors. They're the, they're the only reason that we're able to be here, because it costs money to be on the radio. And if you'd like to make a direct contribution, our contributions go to two places. We purchase airtime, and we purchase food, and we drill freshwater wells, and we preach the gospel in India. So if you'd like to be a part of helping support this ministry, you can do it directly at the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. And I do have some books and things that I love to be able, God bless you, that I love to be able to give away.
Sorry.
And that's okay. And we will. Oh man. And we'll do it live radio, folks. I love live radio. Welcome to our audiences, our new audiences in Dayton, Ohio, as well as Toledo, Ohio, and those listening across Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana on WRZX 106.5 and WTOD 106.5. Great to be with you. Thanks for being here. I appreciate you. Welcome to those of you listening across the USA Radio Network and those watching us on TECN TV. And very quickly, I just got this text from a good friend of mine, JJ Flash, just sent this to me. This coming August 13th and 14th in Billerica, Massachusetts, there is a special OpCon 21, the OpCon 21, some of the speakers that will be there, General Don Boldick, Vernon Jones will be there, Barbara from Harlem will be there, let's see, who else do we know, Ben Geller will be there, will be there, Blake Kress will be there. A lot of great speakers are going to be lined up for that event. And again, it is coming up August 13th and 14th in Billerica, Massachusetts. And of course, you can follow JJ right there as you follow me on clouthub.com. All right. I know my next guest, Dr. Barrett, I know you've got a lot of information. We're going to squeeze it in as best we can. I need to let you know that our countdown queen is not able to give us that countdown today because of technical issues that we're having. So at any rate, I'll try to key you in on that. But you can probably start your clock. And let's see, coming out at 19:50. Give us that's 9 minutes and 50 seconds. Go.
All right. Clock is going. The global war on cash. It has almost been won. Not that it's just getting started. They've been working on it for years, and they've almost won. It's going to cause financial ruin for the United States. It's going to cause loss of all privacy, and it's going to allow the government to control all aspects of our lives. And it's going to fulfill prophecy from the Book of Revelation. So what would a cashless society mean for America? I can answer that with two phrases. The most important things: loss of privacy and increased government control. So as you see cash disappearing from your life, you know that that's the goal. Cash is the last bastion of privacy in our society. Cash, you and a friend can engage in a totally innocent and totally private financial transaction. But the government doesn't want that. What if you sell your friend a lawnmower? The government wants to know. If you donate to a political campaign, the government wants to know. If your kids open a lemonade stand, the government wants to know. And in a lot of cities, the cops will come and shut them down. So why else would it even make it so difficult to use cash? Why does your bank send an SAR, suspicious activities report, without your knowledge when you withdraw or deposit a certain amount of cash in your own bank account? Why would they call that suspicious? There's nothing suspicious about me taking cash out of my account or putting cash into my account. But they will send to the federal government a suspicious activities report if you do either of those things. Supposedly, this is going to crack down on crime, but that is totally bogus. Sophisticated criminals have expensive lawyers and accountants who create legitimate businesses through which they can launder their illicit cash. Criminals move literally truckloads of cash across our borders every day. The real reason is for stripping us of our privacy and to have more control over us. I read a novel once about a TV journalist whom the government thought might have discovered an illegal government program. They tracked him down through the use of his plastic in their operations center. He just got a Starbucks. He walked the block down Third and bought a t-shirt. He took a cab to Grand Central Station. He bought a ticket to Philadelphia. Check his cell phone right now and see who he knows in Philadelphia. That sound too far-fetched? Not at all.
Actually, Enemy of the State, they did that in that film, Enemy of the State. And then if you watched the next day on New Year's Day after they had released it right in that same month, they had people on Main Street in Disney, and they had a satellite that actually had a picture of the Earth. And then it zoomed right down to looking at them from the satellite on live national television. And everybody was like, "Ooh, that's so cool." Not really.
Yeah, not cool at all. A lot of people think that this is just far-fetched, you know, science fiction stuff. Folks, the technology exists right now to track every move you make through the use of your debit or credit cards. It's easy, and it's made easier by the fact that many people don't even carry cash anymore. Are they tracking you right now? Not like in the movie. although they certainly have the ability to. The NSA, National Security Agency, definitely collects and stores every phone call you make, every text you send, and every social media post you post, and every email you send or receive. They stockpile billions of traffic cam photos and toll booth photos of your vehicle, its license plate, and the exact time and place that the photo is taken. It goes further. They record your Google searches, books you buy, online purchases, parking receipts, any kind of travel you do. This would not be possible if you paid with cash. Have you ever wondered why for years they've refused to take cash for airline tickets? Supposedly it's for security. It's always a word they use. But what effect does a mode of payment for a flight have to do with security? It's nothing more than an excuse to track your movements.
Yeah.
Currently, we take too many resources to track the move of every American, like the guy in the movie. But they track every move and listen to the phone conversations of hundreds of thousands of Americans, just not in real time. Soon they'll be able to automate it. And if there's anybody they're interested in, it'll be easy for the computers to monitor everything you do while you do it. And just in case you displease someone in government, they will have your life on record, ready to use it to destroy you, as they're doing today with thousands of Americans. In short, except for certain patriots selected for personal destruction, most Americans are safe from real-time tracking and surveillance for now. But the point is, they don't need that. They don't need to do it in real time. Technology will be there soon that they can do that with every American, but it's not necessary because they've got this data stored about you, about everything about you, and they can easily reconstruct any day of your life. They have the technology. But I don't do anything wrong. Why would they want to track me? Well, that depends on what the definition of wrong is. Remember how Bill Clinton escaped impeachment after molesting a young intern in the Oval Office and forced his staff to lie about it and his many other sexual escapades? It all came down to, it depends on what the definition of is. There are two ways the government can use the trillions of pieces of information they store on you and millions of other Americans. You can simply decide that something every American knows is legal and acceptable and classify it as illegal or even seditious. Biden just decided to collude with the biggest and most evil monopoly the world has ever seen, big tech. He announced that the White House will cooperate with censoring the posts that people do on Facebook and Twitter and so on. And they can basically, they've got acres and acres of servers out in Utah. And with that, they can put it all together and make anything they want true just by taking it out of context.
30 seconds.
Okay. So you need to start preparing yourself to be able to continue to live your life without using plastic, because that's the beginning of what we're going to see in Revelation.
10 seconds.
That's the way they'll be able to track you in the tribulation.
And we'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. So you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my guest is Dr. Tom Barrett. We're talking about the global war on cash. And you've got about, 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, I was trying to say some of the ways that they can use this information against you. Think of General Flynn, a decorated war hero, lieutenant general. He'd worked in the Obama administration, and he knew about some of the illegal things that had been done with this Iran deal. So what did they do? When presidents, you know, a new president comes on board, they usually brief the old president and tell them the important things. President Trump relates how the main thing Obama wanted to talk about is that he shouldn't hire General Flynn. And he didn't understand this because there was a lot of different issues that the former president should be passing on to the new one, things that are not known to the public. And all he did was talk about don't hire General Flynn. He's not responsible. He'll backstab you or whatever. Well, they used this information that they've been storing on him after Trump did hire him as the Director of National Intelligence, and they used it to destroy the man. Sterling reputation. He had to spend every penny he had defending himself against his own government and defending his case. He had to mortgage his house. He lost his house. And yet he was going to fight on until they did one of their favorite tricks. They said, well, if you don't confess to something, then we're going to go after your son and we're going to put him in prison for years. Well, that's when he cracked and he basically lied and said, yes, he had lied to the FBI. That's how they used this stuff. And you may think, well, I'm too small for them to worry about. But there's going to come a time when if you don't have the right number, shall we say, the right ID number, then you're not going to be able to buy or sell. And all they have to do is flip a switch. And all of a sudden, you don't have access to your own money. So the only way to protect yourself is to have precious metals, because it's the only financial transaction you can do that's not recorded. People don't realize this, but they think that automatically if you buy gold or silver, it's recorded someplace. Except in rare circumstances, pun intended, it's not recorded at all. You buy it right if you buy it privately. So I switched almost all of my assets over into precious metals so that no matter what happens, I will be able to buy, sell, get food, pay for shelter, whatever I need. It'll be a black market, but there's going to be a lot of people involved in this black market. So check out chosengold.com. Chosengold.com and get the information that could save your family when the dollar crashes, because eventually it's going to.
Chosengold.com. And you know, to what you were talking about, Tom, think about the January 6th defendants. We just talked about that in the last segment. No rights. They have no rights. These are pre-trial individuals that are being punished as though they are convicted of something. And another one is if you are living in New York, you can't eat without having taken the vaccine. If you didn't get vaccinated, you can't go out to a restaurant. You can't work out in a gym. That's in New York City.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.